Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva says national security and defence policies implemented to bolster national security. Provincial transport ministers agree to align transport-related policies in single thread in all provinces. Drinking Water Minister Umakant Chaudhary directs agencies to work to supply Milimsi water in Kathmandu by mid-April, and Nepal gets 2-wicket victory over Papua New Guinea in ICC World Cup Cricket League 2, and Ukraine rejects Russia's proposal of neutrality model of Austria and Sweden. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva has stressed the need for bolstering national security and defence policy. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva has stressed the need for bolstering national security and defence. Speaking on the occasion of 21st anniversary of the National Security Council Secretariat today, Prime Minister Deva said the national security policy and action plans were implemented for strengthening the national security and defence. On the occasion, he also thanked the Council for the regular updates and suggestions to the government by objectively assessing the security threats and challenges for the country. The Supreme Court has annulled the writ petition filed against Citizenship Ordinance. The joint bench led by Acting Chief Justice Deepak Kumar Karki, including Justices Meera Khadka, Hari Krishna Karki, Iswar Prasad Khatioda and Dr. Anand Mohan Bhattrai, scrapped the writ today. A writ was filed against the ordinance issued by the government on the 10th of June 2021. A joint meeting of ministers of physical infrastructure, urban development and transport from all the 7 provinces government concluded by issuing a 22-point decision. The meeting, held in Pokhara today, decided to align the transport policy in a single thread in all 7 provinces. They agreed to enforce the same work procedure related to the issuance of driving license in all 7 provinces. Minister for Water Supply Umakant Chaudhary instructed all agencies concerned to work in such a manner that water from Milimsi project could be supplied to the Kathmandu Valley within mid-April this year. Minister Chaudhary, who reached Ambathan, the source of Milimsi drinking water project via Sundarizal Tunnel today, pledged additional technical assistance and human resources for the project if necessary. Minister Chaudhary directed the Milimsi Drinking Water Development Committee and contractor company Shino Hydro to fulfil the government's target to supply Milimsi's water to the Kathmandu Valley within mid-April. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha and United Arab Emirates Minister for Human Resource Dr. Abdul Rahman Al Awar held a meeting yesterday. The Labour Ministry informed that the matters related to bilateral interest and welfare of Nepali workers in the UAE were discussed in the meeting held at the UAE capital, Abu Dhabi. On the occasion, Labour Minister Shrestha lauded the UAE government, noting that the recent labour laws was in favour of migrant workers. The two ministers agreed to work in tandem to resolve the problems of stranded Nepali migrants who came to the UAE on a visit visa on the temptation of employment and booked the guilty. On the occasion, UAE Minister pledged to implement skill enhancement programs in Nepal for developing skilled human resources. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Basal has stressed the need for increasing the use of electricity to lessen the consumption of fossil fuels. Addressing a program organized in Birganj today, Minister Basal urged all people to prioritize the use of electricity, saying the country was spending a large amount of money to import fossil fuels. Nepal Oil Corporation has said it is likely to incur a 10.61 billion rupees loss per month after Indian Oil Corporation sent a new price list today. Nepal Oil Corporation spokesperson Binit Mani Upadhyay confirms that the new price list has been obtained from India and the corporation's loss is likely to skyrocket. The revised IOC price list puts the highest purchase price per the NOC. So far. Now cricket. Nepal has defeated Papua New Guinea in the match played at Sharjah Stadium today under the ICC Cricket World Cup League 2. While chasing the 205-run target presented by the PNG, Nepal scored 210 runs at the loss of 8 wickets. Despite having a poor beginning, Nepal got set with the 2 half-centuries from Rohit Pauril and Arif Saik. After Sumpal Kame failed in 8 runs, Karan Kesi gave a finishing touch with 29 runs from 25 balls. Now Nepal will face the UAE on Friday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now an international news update. Russia has said a neutral Ukraine with its own army along the lines of Austria or Sweden is being looked at as a possible compromise in peace talk with Kiev. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says Ukraine is offering an Austrian or Swedish version of a neutral demilitarized state, but at the same time a state with its own army and navy. But an advisor to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that a Russian proposal is unacceptable to the country. Mikhailo Podolyak, a member of the Ukrainian negotiating team, told the local media any peace deal must be on Ukraine terms and protect its sovereignty. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is delivering a virtual address to the U.S. Congress. It follows a speech he delivered last week to the U.K. Parliament, echoing Winston Churchill's stirring word during the World War II, and a speech to the Canadian Parliament yesterday. Meantime, U.K. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there is no way Ukraine is going to join NATO anytime soon, but stresses the decision has to be for the country's president to take. On Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said it was important to recognize that Ukraine would not be a member of NATO. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says national security and defence policies implemented to bolster national security. Provincial transport ministers agree to align transport-related policies in single thread in all provinces. Drinking water minister Umakant Chaudhary directs agencies to work to supply Melamsi water in Kathmandu by mid-April. Nepal gets 2-wicket victory over Papua New Guinea in ICC World Cup Cricket League 2. and Ukraine rejects Russia's proposal of neutrality model of Austria and Sweden. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.